WUSB Stony Brook. There are 90.1 reasons to listen to WUSB. Reason number one.
Come down to Stupid Stanley's for the largest selection and best prices in exotic lingerie. Our underwear will not be undersold. His prices are inane.
We're commercial free. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. WUSB Stony Brook, Long Island's non-commercial alternative.
Dan Cohen,
and this is Mike Borg of the Sports Department here at WUSB Stony Brook, wishing you and yours a winning season in 1984.
When winter storm warnings go into effect, USB keeps you informed. USB Long Island weather updates every 15 minutes. Road hazard information, Long Island Railroad reports, school and local event cancellation information, and 246-3646, our special storm information hotline number. You can call that number for a brief summary of the latest weather and closing information. That's 246-3646 for the storm information hotline from USB FM. WUSB Stony Brook, keeping you informed 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Barry Reagan, reminding you that the survival of American capitalism depends on you, the consumer. So this holiday season, keep listening to WUSB Stony Brook and get out there and spend some cash. The future of the free world depends on you.
Not so great.
Speakable musical genre that when I do blow my back. People of the world, this is a good news. You could never refuse because the stuff I really use. The man of some major, you know this song when him read. And I even could, you could have never try no trick. Me kidnap up and lick, me say me smoke off, me slip. A little up for that, me want a nice, nice trick. Eh? And Beverly, how you love me? Hey, to Audrey, why you rub me? Ain't strictly robot or comic, we playing at his little lock, you know? So the man sees so I play it every night, I'm in a rub, no guys. Play it every evening, that people keep on skanking. I'm it to keep on moving. So when you play it every day, me say no matter what them say. I strictly rub a dub, it a go star along the way. Then I even clip as your cool DJ. No matter what them do, I win, no matter what them say. The man from me dread him, do this song when him read. Then I even clip, Lord, me smoke up a split. Smoke up a split, me have got do a couple hits. Hey. Smoke up a split, me know the public love it. Hey. To reggae music, you could never, ever, never refuse it. I know the public choose it, y'all. All the while, every time. So me say, make up your mind, you better rock your body like. Make up your mind, you better rock your body line. Then Ivan Cliff, Lord, me feel so fine. So Ivan Cliff, Lord, me feel so fine. Me walking down the alley with me red corn is fine. Eh? So take a stack of pure lyrics in my mind. I just work, you know? So get up and you get up and scam people. Check on Mr. Frank, he make a funny crank. And they call up and up, he say him bump on the bank. Be cool, get up and you get up and scam. I beg you get up and you get up and scam. Murder, make up the nice of the era. People, I beg you play it for your change. So man, clip him and go nice up every corner. Watch your man, come and treat him to this song when him red. Oh, God, keep on slipping, love me smoke up a slipper. So, Lord, me do all the hit me to the public run it. But if you look for it, everyone's gonna rock to it. And I thought them jump on the front, leave and clip him just a chart. Them jump on the front, leave and clip him just a chart. I clip him, come pick up, up the dance. So, clip him, come pick up, the dance. Hey, me see that Ivan Cliff, say me really so fit. Ivan Cliff, so me really so fit. Me jump over the precipice, not dropping na it. Come me treat him to the song when him red. Hey, Ivan Cliff, not try no little trick. Cause if you try a little trick, me I go kidnap up a lick. Cause I'm me shot the sheriff. So Lord of God, me say a clip shot the sheriff. Come with a clip shot, the sheriff one. The sheriff one come take where me ganja split. The sheriff one come take where me ganja split. Eh? But when me back out me gun, the sheriff could run. And I even clip, Lord, me shot me never miss. Eh? So bring your rocker to the music. Eh? So bring your skunker to the music. Give it up. Come with him to the song when him red. Eh? And Van Cliff say him smoke up a split. Love me smoke up a split, me I go do some hits. Smoke up a split, me I go do some hits. I strictly rub a dub and we are playing at Israel. You know? Play it every evening, you be keep on skanking. I sight the radio man, him just a rocket. A cyclone, a she just a rolling.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. And that was reggae music, in case you didn't know. Sammy Dread, Lee Vancliffe, My Princess, Get Up and Skank, all that kind of thing. And it's 2:41 on a Monday afternoon, the day after Christmas. Yes, the day after. And what a day after it is, minus 4 degrees outside in the metropolis of Stony Brook. And that converts to 25 on the Fahrenheit scale. We're expecting it to be mostly fair and cold. And tonight, lows should get down to around 5 or 10 degrees above Fahrenheit. Cloudy with a 40% chance of light snow developing tomorrow. Mixing with sleet and rain during Tuesday night. Hopefully keeping to all snow, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Temperatures rising to near 30 during Tuesday and to above freezing during Tuesday night. And occasional rain with moderate temperatures are forecast for Wednesday. So it looks like a lot of fun ahead of us. And you are listening to WUSB. Sound effects in the background. Interesting stuff. Now, let's hear a holiday greeting from a staff member. Who do you think this might be?
Hi, this is Dave Goodman, and I'm being forced to listen to WUSB Stony Brook. I want to just wish everyone one hell of a Merry Christmas and a diabolical New Year.
Dave Goodman, you've always been a strange person. Well, hopefully 1984 won't be any different. Well, a week from today it will be 1984. We have a lot of people here. What do you think about that? And if you could make it sort of a sound effect, what would you think of next week being 1984? Yeah, that's what I pretty much expected. December 26th is today's date, and we are on the radio all afternoon long, doing all kinds of fun things. You're welcome to give us a call, 246-7901, if you want to express your feelings as to what 1983 meant to you, or to what planet Earth means to you, or anything like that. Area code 516-246-7901. We will be here, and we'll talk to you and play music and all kinds of fun things like that. What's happening today? Do we have any news headlines? No news headlines? No, I guess... what do we have here? This is a magazine. I can't read that. See, I can read that kind of stuff on the air? Oh, I can read this, though.
Of course, it says it's okay.
This is from Tuesday's New York Times, Tuesday, December 20th. And it's all about our president, Double R. And this is written by Mark Green and Gail McCall. It's called RR, Found in Error. There he goes again, Ronald Reagan's Reign of Error. That's pretty interesting. Did you know that Trident missiles are recallable, that Leonid I. Brezhnev invented the nuclear freeze idea, that sex education leads to venereal disease, and there's more oil in Alaska than Saudi Arabia?
Plenty.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, sometimes they're not.
Except for us. I'm sorry, they're not in.
Should I try again in a little while?
Try again. I'm not sure. I don't have that down. Is it? You know, there's no service, but a lot of the countries there is no service. That is a possibility. I give it one more try. If you don't get through, I'd wait till tomorrow.
Okay. I'll try that then. Thanks. Maybe they're all in Guatemala. You think that's possible?
I think that's the Reagan that we had to send the troops down there so that they'd have good phone service.
Uh-huh.
I think they're off for Christmas.
They're off for Christmas? Even the counter-revolutionaries are off for Christmas? They don't sleep.
They wouldn't answer the phone, would they?
Well, okay, let's continue along here and see if we can find anything else to do. Okay, how can we tell when he is telling the truth and when he is not? Here is a list of 8 telltale categories of misspeaking that could help us decode his press conference tonight. Or the press conference that did take place then, last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday?
Yeah, this was to help us concentrate on what he says, not how he says. Oh, this mic has not been on the whole time. Here, talk now.
That mic? Oh, I see the needle move.
Oh, it wasn't on before. How about that?
That's amazing.
Maybe that explains. It was on inside the conference room. We were hearing Frank eating Chinese food this whole time. Frank, would you like to comment on that?
Am I on the air now?
Yes, you certainly are.
Oh, my Lord.
Apparently you were on the air the whole time. You must have flicked a little switch that made my voice come through the speakers. That's why I sounded like I was in a toilet or something.
That's true, because I wanted to hear you.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, at least we cleared that up.
Wow.
But
would you like to hear me eating Chinese
food? No, I really wouldn't like to hear
goes,
you.
Here goes a lychee nut. Oh.
That's really nice. Okay, we'll let you get back to your business in there, and we'll just flick the mic over here. Here we are again. Okay. Now, exaggeration. Mr. Reagan is a master of what Huck Finn called stretchers. Yes, taxes measured as a percentage of gross national product rose from 1960 to 1981, but they did not double as he claimed. In fact, they rose from 10.4% to 12%. That's not doubling, is it?
No, I'd call that tripling.
Okay.
Tripling?
As in many of his statements, there was a kernel of truth in his comment, but not much more. Okay, that's number one. Number two is omission. Mr. Reagan brings to mind friends Kafka's remark about the theological person Martin Buber. What a silly name. No matter what he says, something is missing. In 1982, he said that the poor wouldn't suffer from budget cuts because the federal budget was increasing by $32 billion. He neglected to point out that all of the increase was for military spending. Must have just slipped his mind.
That's right. The poor defense contractors wouldn't suffer.
We forgot to tell the American people.
That's really funny, though, what we've been hearing lately about the $7,000 screwdrivers and things like that. That's
and the $113 diodes.
Well, how about $100 million from military bands?
Military bands?
Oh, yes.
It's more than all that they spend on the arts.
You mean people that just like play the Star Spangled Banner?
Right. That's right.
$100 million?
Yeah, that's more than what they pay those people who do the ballet.
Pretty uniforms.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Well, uniforms cost a lot of money. I mean, running an army is serious business. And you're not going to be able to defend our country properly. I mean, those commies will overrun us tomorrow night if we don't get some good music playing here first.
Or as Leonard Carr would say, we are ugly, but we have the music.
We don't have any music, do we?
Not yet.
We'll play some music, I think.
Okay, anecdotage. Mr. Reagan is apparently unfamiliar with the Talmudic, whatever.
Talmudic?
Observation that, for example, is not evidence. Thus, he would have us believe that one bizarre example of a welfare queen using aliases to collect multiple benefits is typical of all welfare recipients. Is this a telling story, or is he telling stories? How about repeat offenders? As I have said before, is a Reagan perennial. Most of the time, he really has said it before, though it's no more true than the 20th time than the first. Other times, he has never said it before. Okay, voodoo statistics. Remember when he said that it cost the Department of Health and Human Services $3 to deliver $1 of services, when in fact it cost 12 cents?
Something is wrong.
Historical clincher. His invocation of past events is often historical revisionism. History does not show, for instance, that Vietnam was two countries for centuries. Does it? Stonewalling. When you hear him say, well, that's just not true, in a tone of pained innocence, the odds are good that in fact it is true. For example, he denied that his civil rights program hurts blacks and that his tax program favors the rich.
That's just not true.
Absolutely not. Why would he favor the rich? This is a democratic country.
I don't know.
It's a Republican country.
Oh, you're right. Whoops. Maybe he would favor the rich then.
Okay, rhetorical question. This is a good one.
Is it?
Often used as a substitute for genuine evidence, his questions frequently contain unproved assumptions and illogical leaps. Trying to defend our Marines' presence and Marine casualties in Lebanon, he said, didn't we assume a moral obligation to the continued existence of Israel as a nation back in 1948? In fact, propping up the fragile government of President Amin
Gamayil.
Yeah, I have trouble with his name too. Has very little to do with the existence of Israel, which has withdrawn its troops from Beirut. So is Mr. Reagan the great communicator or the great prevaricator? His factual performance brings to mind Abraham Lincoln's remark about an opponent that he had such a high regard for the truth that he used it sparingly. So far, Ronald Reagan appears to have gotten away with it, but in the long run, a president can't lead by misleading. Nice article from the New York Times.
Who wrote it?
I did before, but I'll say it again. Mark Green and Gail McCall. Who are they? Oh, good question. There's a little italic thing on the bottom. Mark Green is president of the Democracy Project, a public policy institute. He and Gail McCall are authors of There He Goes Again, Ronald Reagan's Reign of Error. Democracy Project, huh? Interesting.
Sounds communist to me.
We're still working on it.
I hear there's a a group that's sending telegrams to all the congressmen after Reagan speaks. They call them correctograms.
Correctograms?
Yes, I've heard of those.
They send the congressman this telegram that tells them the truth, as opposed to what Reagan said.
Well, their version of the truth, opposed to Reagan's version.
When he makes one of these lies,
that's true.
Then they correct it. Little things like, you know, the unemployment rate may be 10% different than what he says, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I get the feeling that Reagan is not especially interested in facts. He simply wants to bring a point across, and he will use his mouth to do whatever he has to bring that out. And whether or not his little details are wrong is really irrelevant.
Yeah, it is in many cases. What I'd like to do now is, even though we aired it before this morning, I kind of like to hear again the speech that he made Saturday.
Can we record that and play it back paragraph by paragraph and pick it apart?
We might be able to. It'd be kind of hard, but I think we could try it.
I think that's worth a try, because then we can see.
Does that end in an O or a 1?
9-0.
Okay.
Twice.
I think I got it.
Three times.
Right. Let's see what we can get. Hopefully it's not busy. Hopefully they haven't erased it. It's busy.
It's busy. Well, it's a 5-minute speech, so we'll have to try again.
Okay, they only have one line.
It's a shame.
Well, it's 2:57. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook, and we're here this Monday afternoon doing all kinds of interesting things. And if you want to call us up, you can even call us up and talk to us. Our number's 246-7901, area code 516. Oranges are frozen on trees in Florida. Water mains have frozen and broken in Texas and other parts of the country. And the National Weather Service says it's actually warmer in Canada and Alaska because all the cold air is coming to the United States. What do you think of that?
We don't need any more imports.
Yeah, go back to where you belong.
Well, that's actually fair. I mean, we usually blame our cold weather on Canada.
That's
true. Always a mass of cool Canadian air that's come to invade us, so at least now we can't blame them.
What a paranoid country, I swear.
Western observers are again speculating that Soviet President Yuri Andropov may be seriously ill. Andropov failed to show up today for a meeting of the Communist Party Central Committee today. Andropov hasn't been seen in public since August.
Well, and have you?
What's considered being seen in public? I guess being seen to us.
What about Ronald Reagan?
He
hasn't been seen in public in 2 years.
That's right. He's only been heard in public. He has radio addresses, not TV addresses. Actually, no, he was on TV last week.
He wasn't wearing a dress.
I saw him on a billboard advertising a certain product recently.
No, Ronald Reagan?
Yes, he was advertising, I don't recall what it was, but it was in France. And
it could
was
be the United States.
Most likely.
This is possible. But he's still doing that. He hasn't given up that career, despite the fact that he is now president. And he's advertising products that he wasn't even advertising when he was a commercial specialist.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have a little sideline, just in case. You never know.
Let's try for the counter-revolutionaries one more time, okay? Anybody have any objections to that? Good, okay. We'll get right through to them and see if they answer their phones, or at least if we can find out where they are. Actually,
Jim, this is Francis.
Yes, I need overseas information from Managua, Nicaragua, please.
Where, please?
Managua, Nicaragua.
Managua?
Yeah, Nicaragua.
Okay, please hold on.
It's one of those leftist nations.
Are you allowed to sneeze on the air?
You can sneeze now if you tell me in advance. I'll be able to, you know.
Edit it out? Well, it's going away now.
Okay.
It'll happen without warning.
Can't edit something out that's going out live.
I'm looking up the area for you, sir. I'll connect you with information.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're on delay.
We're not on delay.
We were not on delay.
I thought
delay.
We were.
Oh, no.
We're on delay.
We're on
live.
Uh-oh.
We're sorry. Due to circuit congestion in the country, you dialed. Hold on. Try it again.
Okay. That's a new one.
Circuit congestion is something what I've been having.
Yeah, they have to go into those.
How sad. Managua
has circuits and spray a little Sinex or something.
We're sorry. Due to circuit congestion in the country, you dialed The call did not complete. Please hang up the line.
If all okay. those counter-revolutionaries weren't jamming the lines.
She's trying, I'll say that.
Don't use that word. I'm sorry.
We're sorry. Due to circuit congestion in the country, you dialed.
Sorry, there are no circuits available. Please try your call later.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Quite apologetic.
Got a different person saying it that time.
We're all very sorry. I'm sorry.
Maybe the counter-revolutionaries took over the recordings.
Well, I'm disappointed.
So
I would have liked to have gotten through to them. All right, well, okay, I read that already.
Obviously, nobody there is in love. They wouldn't be so sorry.
Okay, PLO Chief Yasser Arafat arrived to a hero's welcome today in North Yemen. Yemen, yay. He told Arab news agencies that the Syrian-backed siege of his forces in Lebanon was part of a conspiracy against all Arab people.
Interesting.
Polish solidarity leader Lech Walesa.
Walesa.
Oh, I like these people have American names. Says some of the 30 prisoners released by Polish authorities at the request of the Roman Catholic Church have only temporary furloughs and must report back to jail. He says prisoners from Gdansk have to return to confinement in January. And Italian police say the recent abduction of an Italian jewelry store co-owner and her son may be linked to the kidnapping a decade ago of wealthy heir John Paul Getty III. The police claim to have, quote, good leads, unquote, but have made no arrests.
Or Getty the last.
Those are the headlines, and now back to us at 3:02. And, well, let's find out who's next on the holiday greeting list.
Hi, we're Steve Speck, Operations Director here at WUSB Stony Brook, and we'd like to wish you all a blast this holiday season.
All right, we're going to give another try to the Reagan White House tape and see if we can get through to that. If I can remember the number, I think I got it. And hopefully it won't still be busy. Some other radio station somewhere in the country is calling it up and tying up the line. Yeah, Nancy might be on the line.
That's the wrong button, Nancy. No!
Ah.
This is the White House press office for Saturday, December 24th. Today we have the President's regular radio address. It is 4 minutes and 50 seconds long and begins on my count.
No, Jimmy Carter was
three.
Three, two, one.
My fellow Americans, like so many of your homes, the White House is brimming with greens, colorful decorations, and a tree trimmed and ready for Christmas Day. And when Nancy and I look out from our upstairs windows, we can see the national Christmas tree standing in majestic beauty. Its lights fill the air with a spirit of love, hope, and joy from the heart of America.
Well, that might be true.
I shared that spirit recently when a young girl named Amy Benham helped me light our national tree. Amy had said that the tree that lights up our country must be seen all the way to heaven, and she said that her wish was to help me turn on its lights. Well, Amy's wish came true. But the greatest gift was mine, because I saw her eyes light up with hope and joy just as brightly as the lights on our national tree.
Aww.
And I'm sure they were both seen all the way to heaven, and they made the angels sing. Christmas is a time for children, and rightly so. We celebrate the birthday of the Prince of Peace, who came as a babe in a manger. Some celebrate Christmas as the birthday of a great teacher and philosopher, but to other millions of us, Jesus is much more. He is divine, living assurance that God so loved the world, he gave us his only begotten Son, so that by believing in him and learning to love each other, we could one day be together in paradise.
I thought we were together in paradise.
All the kings who ever reigned and all the parliaments that ever sat have not done as much to advance the cause of peace on earth and goodwill to men as the man from Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth. Christmas is also a time to remember the treasures of our own history. We remember one Christmas in particular, 1776, our first year as a nation. The Revolutionary War had been going badly, but George Washington's faith, courage, and leadership would turn the tide of history our way. On Christmas night, he led a band of ragged soldiers across the Delaware River through driving snow to a victory that saved the cause of independence. It's said that their route of march was stained by bloody footprints, but their spirit never faltered, and their will could not be crushed. The image of George Washington kneeling in prayer in the snow is one of the most famous in American history. He personified a people who knew it was not enough to depend on their own courage and goodness. They must also seek help from God, their Father and Preserver. In a few hours, families and friends across America will join together in caroling parties and Christmas Eve services. Together, we'll renew that spirit of faith, peace, and giving, which has always marked the character of our people. In our moments of quiet reflection, I know we will remember our fellow citizens who may be lonely and in need tonight. Is the Christmas spirit still alive, some ask? Well, you bet it is. Being Americans, we open our hearts to neighbors less fortunate. We try to protect them from hunger and cold, and we reach out in so many ways, from Toys for Tots drives across the country, to Goodwill by the Salvation Army, to American Red Cross efforts which provide food, shelter, and Christmas cheer from Atlanta to Seattle. Churches are so generous it's impossible to keep track. One example, Reverend Bill Singles, Presbyterian Meeting House in nearby Alexandria, Virginia, is simultaneously sponsoring Hot Meals on Wheels programs, making and delivering hundreds of sandwiches and box loads of clothes, while visiting local hospitals and sending postcards to shut-ins and religious dissidents abroad. Let us remember the families who maintain a watch for their missing in action. And yes, let us remember all those who were persecuted inside the Soviet bloc, not because they commit a crime, but because they love God in their hearts and want the freedom to celebrate Hanukkah or worship the Christ child. And because faith for us is not an empty word, we invoke the power of prayer to spread the spirit of peace. We ask protection for our soldiers who are guarding peace tonight, from frigid outposts in Alaska and the Korean demilitarized zone to the shores of Lebanon. One Lebanese mother told us that her little girl had only attended school two of the last 8 years. Now, she said, because of our presence there, her daughter can live a normal life. With patience and firmness, we can help bring peace to that strife-torn region and make our own lives more secure. The Christmas spirit of peace, hope, and love is a spirit Americans carry with them all year round, everywhere we go. As long as we do,
everywhere,
we need never be afraid, because trusting in God is the one sure answer to all the problems we face. Till next week, thanks for listening. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
Say something else.
This is the White House press office.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
Do you notice?
Bye. Okay. What?
I'm not on mic, am I?
Yeah, now you are.
I am now. Do you notice that he quotes God a lot?
He does, yeah.
Right. What mother told me that her little girl...
Well, it's nice to know all the people in Lebanon are living normal lives now that we're there.
Thanks to us, yeah.
They have cluster bombs now instead of the regular type being dropped out of airplanes.
But they sparkle in the sky over the manger as they fall.
They should have had Edwin Meese do that message.
Yeah, does Edwin Meese have a hotline?
He does now.
Lots of people have hotlines. But
no, I mean, Reagan tells us that God is on our side. I guess he's personally conferred with God and made sure God's not on the other side.
Yeah.
I wonder how he found that out.
Well, it could be one of his exaggerations.
Possibly, but how can he substantiate such statements?
Well, you could try something.
What if God was on their side? What would we do if God was on their side? I mean,
well, maybe they
be in trouble, wouldn't we?
But that is kind of silly that they, you know, chose to be agnostic or atheistic or something, so that that makes it such an easy thing for people like Reagan to use as a weapon. You know, they're godless.
Well, they were careless.
They must have thought about that.
They were careless. They didn't realize the time that.
If they were as God-full as we are...
No, yeah. But I mean, look, he was talking about who's our enemies in Lebanon. It's Shia Muslims. They have a God. It's,
that's true.
Jews,
okay,
they
yeah.
have a God, too. There's even some Sunni Muslims, even some Christians who probably shoot at us from time to time because they've got extra bullets lying around.
Sure.
Are there any Sunni Muslims on this campus? We're a Sunni campus, after all.
Oh, Sunni.
Oh. Interesting. Well, it's 10 minutes after 3, and 4 degrees below zero. I guess we can play some music now, and do all kinds of fun things afterwards. So
you're invited too.
Everyone's invited.
What did you have in mind?
I don't know. Whatever comes to mind, I guess.
Get him sober and give him some food. That sounds exciting.
Our telephone number is 246-7901.
Call us if you have. If you can think of something you'd like to talk about that you think is so important that should be brought onto the radio this instant, by all means, go back to sleep. Yeah, don't waste your time. Who cares?
I care. Well, anyway,
play some music.
We've had a lot of difficulties over the past few weeks in all parts of the world. But one thing that...
It's been cold.
It's been lonely.
It's not cold on the other end of the world.
Sometimes it is. It's cold everywhere. It's even cold in Florida.
And that's right. It's cold every year. Why worry about those problems?
That's true.
Every year, it comes around and it gets cold again.
I'll prove to you how cold it is in Florida right now, at this very moment.
Why Florida, pray tell?
Because Florida's supposed to be warm.
Oh, okay.
You know, Florida. Hi, Frank. You finished all your Chinese food?
Yeah,
we got
flash.
A portion. A new
slash.
Okay, I'll get to that in a second.
I
know we got the operator. We got the operator on the phone.
Park City.
Hi, is this Orlando?
Yes.
I need the number for the local Holiday Inn, please.
Okay, do you know which locations are? There's several there.
Actually, any one would do.
All right, the first one is 859.
Yes.
7900.
Okay. By the way, what's the temperature down there?
Well, it's only going to get like 40-something today here. It's been cold the last couple of days, and last night it got to 17.
Well, that's freezing for you people, isn't it?
It is.
Wow. Well, I hope you stay dry and warm.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Excuse the ring. Sorry. Okay, well, now we got that information, and we have something just in about Men of the Year. Okay. Oh, does anybody know who Times Man of the Year is who didn't read this story? No one knows?
No, I don't know.
Okay, I don't know either. So let's guess before we read this, which probably has that information
in. That's
a
good idea. Mr. T.
Yeah.
The little dog on the day after.
Maybe it's the little hero robot from Heathkit.
That's a good idea. Nice little robot. No, they had a computer last year. They're not going to have something mechanical this year.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's think who it probably will be and who it should be.
Okay, it's Ronald Reagan.
You think he's going to be it?
He's a famous guy, and he controls a lot of things that go on in the world.
I think Yasser Arafat, probably. Because he's been in the news a lot every day. He's been doing something.
That's right. He's helped these poor Palestinians evacuate from Lebanon. He's kept the peace.
They just chase him around. He doesn't do anything.
That's true, but he's in the news. Well, who else could there be? It could be...
Maurice Bishop.
Maurice Bishop?
He's dead, though.
What? That doesn't matter.
You have a dead man on the front cover. It wouldn't look good.
How about that neat Stony Brook student who kissed the ground when he came back?
He's not a Stony Brook student, is he? Is he?
Well, there were a few there.
Uh-huh. I'll bet it's going to be the American Marine.
The dead
G.I. Joe.
The dead American Marine.
G.I. Joe.
Well,
yeah.
I've got him at home.
Hmm.
Is it the same one?
Now these now have Star Wars. Yeah. They don't shoot with guns anymore. They shoot with little bombs and things.
G.I. Joe with lifelike hair.
Okay, what... I just thought of something really silly. The Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh, my.
They couldn't do a whole series of stories on that.
Tell the story.
But there's so many.
What happens if your Cabbage Patch Kid is defective?
Okay, let's hear this story. You heard about this.
I have had it from a reliable source that one woman whose Cabbage Patch doll was defective, its head fell off.
That's very defective.
Very defective.
She brought it back to the department store, but they would not take it back. As a matter of fact, they handed her...
Get ready for this, folks.
A death certificate and a...
Wait, did you say a death certificate and a coffin?
Yes, and I told her to go bury the doll because it was gone.
It had left this realm. And
do they forget? Do they remember to send the birthday card a year later, or do they?
Okay, wait a minute. We got to call a store and find out if that's really true. Okay,
that's not hard to do.
Well, we need a phone book for that.
Is the Cabbage Patch doll male or female, though, or both?
Do you remember?
It was female, but it was bald.
Well, when they're born, they look like that.
And when they're dead, it doesn't matter.
Well, when they're dead, you see, if they put hair on, after the doll died, the hair would have to fall off. So they don't put the hair on because that's too difficult to build a doll like that.
Oh, we got a call here. Maybe this will answer some of our... No, we did have a call. They sort of ran away when I said that. Okay, 246-7901 if you got any questions or comments on that.
Who else would you think?
My phone is really ringing off the hook
person,
over there.
Person of the year. Don't they call it person of the year?
Maybe they do, but before we go on to that, I just want to say, if you can find a phone book inside, Frank, that would be of help. We could call up and find out if that is true about the Cabbage Patch Kids. Yeah, any major department
store.
Yeah,
one which we can't mention.
Yeah, on the air.
But they will when they answer.
Can you find the telephone book?
That's true.
Will you do that now? Instead of nodding? Well, you can sit down there and you can find it. Okay.
Thank you.
Who else could be thing of the year, person of the year? Have there been any really momentous things, you know, like ETs or, there was the day after, but I know the nuclear freeze proponents or whatever, or, yeah, the anti-war activists. How about that?
Hmm. Maybe, but there's so many of them.
There's a few.
Well, no, they can do something, you know, like the Czechoslovakian freedom fighter, I think, was one.
Did they do Mother Teresa yet?
You know, it's traditional. Every New York Times that comes out on the Monday that Time magazine comes out, they always have a list of all the men of the year for years past, and they have this one's. But we don't have today's Time, so we can't do that. But we do have this piece of paper that's turned over, and on the other side, I think, is... the person of the year.
We have a large telephone book coming up.
Since they will
okay,
answer.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. We have to figure out who the person of the year is.
Yes.
So. Frank, do you have any ideas?
I already read it, so I can't.
Oh, I thought you didn't know.
No, maybe no, I read it. I read the story.
Oh, is it definitely in here?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
No, that's
don't you comprehend things when you read them?
I can't tell you. I cannot tell you. You have to read it for yourself.
But you read it. Didn't it say in here what the man of the year was?
Yeah.
Oh, it did. Okay, then it definitely is
for
in
Time
here.
For Time Magazine.
Not for Time Magazine.
Oh.
George Orwell.
Not for Time Magazine?
George Orwell.
What, are you kidding me? George Orwell, man.
Eric Blair.
Associated Press.
That's his real name.
Yes.
Eric Blair.
Oh, I thought he had a longer name.
No, George Orwell's real name was Eric Blair.
Eric Blair, George Orwell, maybe.
I wonder where he got
George
that name
Orwell.
From.
I know where.
It's like Pope John Paul
he
John
had
Paul.
He had a lot of assumed names, and that was one he took. That was basically it.
It's possible.
I bet it's not an American.
It's because he was one of those leftists.
Yeah, maybe it's one of the people who won Nobel Prizes this year.
Aha!
It might have been that
Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Yeah. No, that's last year.
What about Lech Forenza?
It might have been that person from Cold Spring Harbor
what
Labs.
Lech? What about the Pope?
Lech didn't do anything this year.
The Pope.
What did the Pope do this year? It's the same thing he did last year. Might as well give it to Mother Teresa,
yeah,
you know? She didn't do anything new either.
They're studying women and science and things.
I think this is futile. I think that we should turn over that paper.
Well, I think we should go through a few more names here. James Watt, he was in the news. Edwin Meese was in the news. All kinds of people were in the news. Who got assassinated this year? Anyone good?
Yeah, Maurice Bishop.
Maurice Bishop, okay. But it wasn't Man of the Year by any stretch of the imagination.
Do we have any heroes? Are there any heroes
any
left
heroes?
In this country?
How about Tom
in the
Carmel?
World? There has to be somebody.
Donald Duck.
Okay, well, I don't know what to say. I guess we've run out of heroes. There's no one I can think of.
In politics, there must be a hero.
Jesse Jackson. No, they don't do politicians, I'll bet.
But he's not a hero.
That's true, too.
Maybe he's a grinder?
Okay, I'm just going to read this. You ready?
No.
No, don't do it! No!
Well, I have to. Unless we come up with some more... More
all right, do it then. Speak.
Anyone have any last minute? You know, who would you like to see as Man of the Year?
I'm glad it's not ET. That was last year.
It wasn't ET last year anyway.
Who was it last year?
Chance was the computer. It was the year of the day.
The computer.
Ah, this is the year of the Bible.
The Bible?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Ronald Reagan made it the year of the Bible.
Looks like we have a call. All right, I'm going to pick this up, and hopefully they won't tell us who it is. USB, you're on the air.
How about Joe Marburger?
John Marburger. Hey,
yeah,
there you go.
That's a good one, yeah.
The president of
failing that, how about 9X?
9X. AT&T.
Yeah.
There you go. Here's some good stuff.
I lost her a computer. It wasn't for them.
That's right. She's talking to us through AT&T right now.
How do you make a great omelet?
I don't know.
You just said the answer.
I don't get it.
9X.
9X?
Oh. Oh. Should I hit him for you?
Wait a minute. I don't understand that.
Ow!
Oh, is that what it is?
You really did.
Sounds like it.
9X is an omelet.
Let's get some more names here. Okay, there's a divestiture coming up.
That what about the judge? Judge
the
Green.
The Supreme Court. Judge Green. Yes.
Sure.
That's a very good one.
He was in the Wall Street Journal the other day.
He's affecting all of our lives.
Lady Di Jones.
Oh, come on. Oh, Lady
Prince
Di. Prince William, a little kid.
No.
I'm sorry. I can't go with that.
I think we should do it. I think we should turn that paper over.
You ready? Turn it over now. Turn it over again.
Caller, do you know who it is?
No, I don't. I don't know for certain, but I have a long list of possibilities.
Would you like to read us some of that list?
No, I want to hear who it really
okay,
is,
well,
because none of what I have to say is true.
Okay. Who would you like to see be the person of the year?
Joanna Carson.
John DeLorean. For some reason, I just thought of him. I don't know why.
Joan Rivers.
Anybody start off? Anybody suddenly start a new TV series that became a big hit?
Well, you already did that, Mr. T.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hope not. I hope not.
But Mr. E.
First lady's boyfriend.
Yeah,
Ephraim
right.
Zimbalist Jr.
First
you know
boyfriend.
He's doing Bible commercials?
Who's doing Bible commercials?
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
So is...
He says, remember me from the TV series?
I saw a U.S. senator doing that. He said, you would think the thing that's most on my mind is the Senate. Well, it's not. God.
That's no surprise, guys.
I saw Pat Boone doing the same one, too.
I guess it's a conspiracy.
Okay.
Aaron Carpenter.
We have another caller.
So hi.
I'm going to go to that call. Thanks for calling and sharing that with us.
Yes.
USB, you happen to be on the air.
If you're lucky.
Are you there?
Hello?
I don't think anybody's there. Hello? 3, 2, 1. That's it. We don't tolerate that kind of stuff. Oh, no.
I say read it.
Please call back, though.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Well, you have 30 seconds to call back, then we're going to start reading this story.
What's funny is, when you read that story, you know the name's not there.
The name's not there?
Frank read it and said the name's not there.
But the name's not here? I asked you that before. You said it was here.
I can't tell. There's a name there. There are a couple of names there.
Oh, well, I think what he's saying is, have we said the name? He can't tell us that yet.
No.
Okay, that I understand.
Let's read it.
There aren't
read
any
it.
Astronauts or cosmonauts that did anything fun this year.
Well, yes, only the one who's running for president, but he's not fun.
Okay, well, here we go. We're going to read the story now. The contrasting key figures in a year of superpower confrontation. President Reagan and Soviet President Yuri Andropov, oh no, have been named as Time Magazine's Men of the Year. I don't like that. That's too easy.
Oh,
why?
Do
they give reasons?
What the hell have they done besides bring this place closer to a nuclear?
We're not even sure one of them is alive. I mean, come on. That's not fair. Hold on.
Sure,
we got a call here. Let's find out what they have to say. USB, you're on the air.
Eric Corley. Yeah. I know who was Man of the Year.
Well, we all do now.
Huh?
We all do now.
Oh.
But if you want to tell us, go ahead.
Oh, I thought it was Joseph A. Petnell, because he died recently. He was 89 years old, and he invented the three-way bulb.
He did? I've been meaning to talk to him. Why is it that always the second and the third part of that burn out before the first part, you know? And then you're stuck with a bulb that only goes low, and you have to buy a new one because no one ever uses the low.
And what if you have
true.
To put a regular
I don't know,
bulb
but
in?
His daughter is still alive. Maybe you could give her a call and ask her.
I'd like to. Do you know where she is?
This is Mrs. Westcott. I don't know her phone number, though.
Mrs., don't worry, we'll find her. We have ways of finding people. We'll find her. Mrs. Westcott, we are on our way.
Let me ask the USB information back.
He invented the car turn signal system.
The car, he did that too, huh?
Yes, he did.
How come you can never find the car in front of you that goes the same speed as your turn signal? Have you ever noticed that?
That's true.
It drives you crazy.
That's true, but sometimes you're listening to music on the radio and the turn signal beats to the same beat.
He was a pleasure.
You're telling me. And how come there are so many different things that can go wrong with it? It can stop clicking, it can stop flashing, the front one can go out, the back one can go out, they can all go out.
Mine doesn't go off.
It's like Skylab, just a technological marvel, I guess.
Three-way turn signals.
Hurt you.
Skylab was a technological marvel,
four-way
actually.
Four-way turntables.
So if Joseph A. Petnell wasn't the Man of the Year, who was? I must have missed it at running to the phone.
You certainly did. It was. You might not have heard of these people. President Reagan and
what's
Soviet
Reagan?
President
Yuri Andropov. Have you ever heard of those people?
Wait a minute. That's not fair. Yuri Andropov was sick all year.
That's what I thought, too. I guess apparently that makes news when you're big.
I think they're both rumored to be dead.
They're both rumored to be dead.
Well,
in fact, we have a story someplace that President Reagan's brain is missing.
Sorry.
That was in Time magazine. I read it. I definitely read it.
Well,
don't you know Nancy keeps it hidden under the pillow with her gun?
It's only a little gun.
Does she have a gun?
A little one.
Under her pillow?
Yes, just in case Ronnie tries anything.
What if it's pointed the wrong way and she like hits her head back really hard?
Maybe the safety's on it.
What do you think happened last time?
Okay, we're going to get some calls on this. So.
What do you think?
What?
Well, Eric, good luck.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from the great town of Dix Hills.
Dix Hills, huh?
Is that a town?
Well, good luck to Dix Hills.
How do you spell that?
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's... I should finish reading this story, I guess.
Yeah.
There is more to it. Oh, boy. The magazine dubbed Reagan... I just read four words here, but I'll read them again. The magazine dubbed Reagan the Great Communicator.
Oh, my God. Where did that editorial go, guys?
Wait, the Great Provocator?
Did they say something like
Prevaricator.
Prevaricator.
The Great Communicator. This is sort of going around in circles. We started off by reading a story about him. Now, here we are talking about him again. Who gained the presidency largely... through articulation of a personal ideological view on television.
They understand him.
He has a good view on television? Is that what it is?
Time called Andropov the consummate Communist Party operative, or CCPO, who for 15 years headed the KGB and attained power through maneuvering in the secretive Politburo. What's so secretive about the Politburo? Everyone knows about it. It's like the NSA. Everybody knows about that, too.
We don't know about that.
Are they listed?
In the phone book? We can call them.
Maybe they have cabbage pack.
Well, I know they're in Maryland. They're in... Okay, they're in a town that's named after a captain. That much I know.
After a what?
After some sort of a captain.
That's...
It's like Captain...
Chase, Maryland.
Captain, and then there are three names after...
Town? Kirk.
No, it's like Captain Kirk, but something like that. Well, we'll call Maryland Information and ask them if they have a listing for that. NSA stands for No Such Agency, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Never heard of
them. Okay, let me finish this. Time said it was an understatement to say the two leaders are a study in contrast. Boy, they really wimped out this year.
Study in contrast?
It noted both are about the same age.
Uh-huh.
Reagan is 72, Andropov 69.
But Andropov doesn't dye his hair.
Each time says has a finger on a nuclear button. And neither has traveled into the other's ideological territory of capitalism and communism.
Each has six letters in their first, middle, and last name.
No, they don't. Reagan does.
Lincoln. Oh.
Forget about Lincoln.
Go away. That was last year's news.
He's on a penny.
No, we'll talk about that, though. Otherwise, Time observed, they differ in almost every way. Time has designated a Man of the Year annually since 1927. Reagan previously was selected in 1980. Oh, boy. That's
so
fun.
Are they Men of the Year, or are they Persons of the Year?
Men of the Year.
But men.
You mentioned the thing about Lincoln, though.
They're just men, as much men as computers.
That's very interesting, the thing about Lincoln, though.
Do you know Charles Darwin was born the same day as Abraham Lincoln?
No, I didn't know that.
And year.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
They're within 24 hours of each other.
He wasn't assassinated, though, was he?
Darwin, no, but he was probably excommunicated or something evil like that.
From several different religions, yeah. But there is that superstition or whatever, you know, some kind of strange thing happening to presidents who get elected in years ending in zero.
Like
1980, like 1960, like 1940, 20, 1900. They tend to die in office. In fact, there has not been a single case where that has not happened except for the two first presidents of this country, the very first two. And both of them died on a very significant day, July 4th. Both of them died on that same day. That's pretty strange. And one of those presidents who died on July 4th actually died the exact same year as yet another president who wasn't elected in the year ending in zero.
So?
Two presidents died on the same day within the course of 24 hours.
This is silly.
It's silly, it is, but when you consider that every single time it has happened, it's just...
Well, why is it that every single time you rip your toenails, they always rip straight down instead of straight across?
Well, I can see carrying this on is going to be pointless.
Is that the end of the story?
That's basically it. Well, there are all kinds of coincidences with Kennedy and Lincoln, too. Like, Johnson's were the vice presidents, and Kennedy's secretary's name was Lincoln, and Lincoln's secretary's name was Kennedy, and, you know, all that kind of
thing. Oh, one got shot in a warehouse, and the other one ran to the theater. No, it was a short
what?
Run, though. It was in second-run theater.
But he was actually in the street.
Wasn't
it? Okay. He wasn't shot in the
warehouse. But
he was
really
shot
from the grassy knoll. Remember, the Senate Commission decided that it wasn't Oswald. It was from the grassy knoll area.
Oh.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
Someone told me last week.
So do we owe Oswald an apology or something?
In Oswald's grave, there's just a head. It's not
the rest of it is in the salad somewhere in Stony Brook.
Yes, cafeteria service.
It's probably a cabbage patch doll.
Oh my goodness, it's 3:30. That means it's time for Stardate. And okay, we're going to go into Stardate now for this Monday. And then we'll come back and solve the question about the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Coffin.
And what happens when they die.
It isn't the cough that carries you off.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Stardate, December 26th. Black holes were first suggested nearly 200 years ago. We'll talk more about them right after this.
Stardate is made possible through an underwriting grant by AP Computer Products. They're located at Computer Headquarters on Middle Country Road in Selden.
Stardate December 26th. Some things in the universe are predicted before they're found. One example is the black hole, which was first anticipated nearly 200 years ago. In 1796, a Frenchman named Laplace suggested that some stars might be so massive that even their own starlight couldn't escape their powerful gravity. He called them dark stars, and concluded that the largest luminous bodies in the universe may be invisible. Laplace's dark stars were all but forgotten until this century, when Albert Einstein published his famous theory of relativity. In 1916, another physicist used Einstein's theory to describe the properties of hypothetical black holes, objects so compact and dense that their gravity warps both space and time. At that time, the expression black hole hadn't been invented. Black holes finally were predicted by two physicists in 1939. They realized that a black hole might be formed after a very massive star collapsed. Astronomers began looking for black holes, or rather, looking for the effects black holes have on surrounding stars and space. Now we think we've found some objects that might turn out to be black holes, but no one has ever proven that they are, or that these mysterious holes in the fabric of space-time really do exist. Some objects in the universe appear to be black holes, and astronomers nowadays use black holes to explain all sorts of strange phenomena taking place in a variety of star systems. For December 26th, that's Stardate. And for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, I'm Joel Block.
Thanks very much, Joel. See you again soon. We are calling up a toy store, and we're going to find out an answer to this question right now. And I'd like to ask that there be no really loud laughing in the background or anything.
We'll do our best.
They might not answer us seriously. Well, what do you expect?
Calling.
Everybody's calling returning things from...
We're always
running
dead cabbage patch dolls.
Okay, let's give a try to this one.
How long do you think a cabbage patch doll will last after Christmas?
I don't know.
They'll last a year because they get those funny birthday cards.
They do?
Yeah. When their first birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. What is this?
Especially if you bury your cabbage patch.
How could they all be busy?
Do you think maybe some of our loyal listeners have called in and found out for us already?
But we didn't say what store we were calling.
Oh, they're really good at that.
Okay, this one better work.
I like know, it's the day after Christmas.
Everybody's returning their toys.
That's, yeah.
My cabbage patches kid's nose is too big.
Here we go. Oh, come on!
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Eric's really been dialing known busy numbers each time.
There's one more.
There's one more story.
There's one more, and this one... is my last hope. I don't know what's
going
to happen.
Then you can start around the circle again. Just keep on going.
I don't plan on dialing all day here.
Round. Well, we'll find another one here.
Ground.
Ah! That one was busy all day the other day.
Quick, quiet, everybody.
Shh. Everybody.
Shh. Cabbage. Fetch. Dead.
Shh. What was that? They're just not answering their phones. Hi, I have a question. Is there a manager or somebody there I can speak to?
You're speaking to her?
Oh, great. Hi. I have a question about the Cabbage Patch Kids. I don't want one. I just have a question about them. Okay, I heard from a pretty reliable source someplace...
Of course, yes.
...that if they prove to be defective, you return them, and instead of getting your money back, you get a death certificate?
I'm sorry.
Did you hear me at all?
Yeah, instead of getting your money back, what?
You get a death certificate? Is that true?
Oh, no, we give you money back.
Oh, you do give them money back. Okay, did you hear anything about that anywhere from anyone before?
It would be nice if it was true.
Be nice for you, I guess, but it would be nice for the kids who have a dead doll in their hands.
I'm not going to put my own feelings into this. yes, I believe we did give you your money back. That would be horrible.
Sure would.
You know, on your side of it.
Yeah. Now,
it would be a little ironic for all the people who stood in line for 4 hours, wouldn't it?
Yeah, did you have people doing that?
Yeah, I almost got beat up because I couldn't give somebody one.
Wow. Are you going
to
get more?
It would be nice to hand that person a death certificate, yes. No, as a matter of fact, if you got it on a ticket, Adam, you'd bring her back to me if there's something wrong with it, and I'd return it for you.
Uh-huh. When do you plan on getting a lot of them in?
I hope never.
Oh, that's good. I sort of hope so, too.
As far as I know, we don't plan to get any in, but, you know, they can come in.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's that possibility.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether we have them on order or what. Well, do you have a doll that's defective?
What's that?
You have one that's defective.
Oh, no, I don't. I just heard about somebody that did, and the story sounded so funny, I wanted to find out if it was true.
As far as I know, it's not. I would really like that if it were.
Uh-huh. Do you know, is there... the number for the people who manufacture the things, where they're located?
I don't have the phone number for Kenner, no.
What is it, though? Kenner?
Kenner, yeah. Kenner manufactures them.
I see. I thought...
Oh, sorry, Coleco.
Coleco, right. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
You don't know where they're headquartered?
Coleco?
Yeah.
No. Probably in the middle of some remote part of the Midwest.
Yeah, that's usually where they are.
Cabbage.
Okay, well, thanks very much for talking to us.
Okay, thank you for kind of throwing that in on me. I think that's cute.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Good luck. Well, I'm sure we brightened up her day in the middle of all these complaints and returns and things.
I guess she's going to buy a shovel.
What are you talking about with the song? Dead dolls are no fun.
Well, I'm glad all the other ones are busy.
They don't chase girls, no.
Okay, well,
what you call.
We can find out where Coleco is, okay? Let's call up toll-free information.
Dead doll.
Is the Cabbage Patch male or female again?
It can be both.
I believe it's female, but it's sometimes androgynous, so it's...
It comes in different
quarters.
Forms.
No, they're not all female.
No, they're both kinds.
They're all hideous. I've never seen one.
I understand they all sell well except for the black models for some reason.
Are there black ones?
Yes.
Can I help you, please?
Yes, I need the toll-free number for Coleco.
Your area code, please.
My area code is 516.
Thank you.
And the phone number is 246-7901 if you want to call us.
Coleco Industries, 800-842-1225.
1225. Where is that located?
I said 1225. Did you get that right?
1225.
Okay, that's in West Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Bye-bye. They could probably listen to us. Wow. How about that? Well, let's give them a buzz.
Turn their radio down so they don't come over the phone.
I wouldn't doubt that they do. Because I hear one out of 30 employees work for it.
Hope that none of our listeners are calling up before we do.
And, if you've got those touch-tone phones, they're there already.
Yeah, auto dialers or what have they. Okay, let's hope they're home today.
You're searching for...
That's exactly what they did. Oh, well, looks like our listeners beat us to that one. All
no,
circuits busy.
Thousands of dissatisfied customers calling Coleco.
Redial.
I'll try it one more time.
That's right. All their Cabbage Patch kids' heads fell off.
Can I just tell you why it's Cabbage Patch, by the way?
What does that mean?
Okay, you know why? Do they have individual fingers? You know how there's the story about the stork, right? Well, this seems to be an equal story about... Mommy's finding their kids
interesting.
In the cabbage
I see
patch.
The blue line is ringing. I will pick it up
in a moment, but if the blue line person wants to be on the air, call on the yellow line, please. That's a message to the person ringing on the blue line. If not, if it keeps ringing, I will immediately stop talking and answer the phone.
What does that mean?
It means I'm going to immediately stop talking and answer the phone, because they did not do that. Okay, well, in light of all these developments, we've learned quite a bit. We've found out who the person of the year is, and we found out all about Cabbage Patch Kids. Okay, great. And it's been quite a year.
Not to mention the great prevaricator.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
No. He
okay.
Doesn't do those kind of things.
We're going to go into some music now. And this is stuff for everybody who somehow, through it all, managed to stay alive this year, and hopefully will make it through 1984.
Them burning out your trouble is all over my hometown. Yeah, if you're looting and shooting and killing and burning out, them burning out your. But where do I stand in this your crossfire? On all, yes, I know happiness is nowhere on the ground. Through the powers of the Most High, but through the powers of the Most High. Bottom window, they were all around. Yeah. I see no faces, I hear a false voice ordering everybody. Just what you do, you can't make a move. No. Is then I remember Gigi and my baby brother, how they would suffer so far. I'm the only breadwinner, and I scaled two fence and over the wall. And there he was standing so big and tall. They don't make a move as I shoot you, your boot. He'd never see the dust of my shoe. He'd never see the light of my shoe. And I've got to be brave, I'm still alive. To give your glory, yeah. I'm still alive.
Jimmy Dexter here, and I'm on Friday mornings from 7 to 10 here on WUSB Stony Brook. And on behalf of all the staff here, I'd like to wish you all peace and the best of these holiday times or any other times as well.
Christmas went all year round. Well, I guess we can hope for the best. This is Bill McKenzie from Good News, and we're just wishing you and yours the best during this holiday season. Hey, and don't forget to remember the reason for this Christmas day. You're tuned to WUSB Stony Brook.
Towel, bath, border. May I see your passport, please?
Yes, I have it right here.
Look at this.
This photograph doesn't look a bit like you now, does it, sir?
Well, it's an old picture.
Precisely.
Is there anything wrong?
Oh, no. Would you mind waiting over there, sir? Oh, just leave your bags.
But my passport...
Next, please.
Information. May I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to know...
Not for 12 hours. You'll be informed at your hotel.
Yes,
Would
but...
you like to send a wire?
Well, yes, I guess I'd better.
One moment.
All right, sir. Do you want this to be a night letter, regular, or guaranteed delivery?
Which is fastest?
At this time of day, they all receive equal attention, depending, of course, on the zone involved. Which zone was that, sir?
I'm sending it overseas.
No, please, the zone. Look at the map.
Then I suppose it would be...
I beg your pardon, sir, but is this your bar of soap?
Well, I suppose it is.
So do we. All right, sir, your telegram has been sent. You'll be receiving it in about an hour. Guaranteed delivery. That'll be 275, sir, no tax.
Well, I haven't had a chance to change my money yet.
Just a moment, sir. Is this your bag?
No, it's not.
Check it again. Do take your time, sir.
This is definitely not my bag.
Just as we thought. Sign here, please. And here. And here. And here. And here. And here. And here. Thank you, sir.
We've sent your bags on ahead, sir. Where is it you're staying?
What's the best hotel in town?
Of course! Taxi! The taxis, they are all on strike. And it's too early for the bus. You really are a problem, sir. I suppose we'll have to put you up.
Going up!
Скажите, товарищу, как вы подумаете о нашем городе?
Excuse me, but my friend would like to know how much you enjoy our city so far.
Actually, I haven't been here too long.
Il n'y a pas été beaucoup de temps ici.
Ну, рассказывайте мне, да или нет?
Oh, you want to know yes or no?
Well, tell him yes. It's a beautiful city.
Не кричайте, слышаю.
He says he can't shout. Don't hear you. Have you seen the palace?
Not yet, but I certainly intend...
Oh, you must. You must. It won't be here much longer, you know. They are cleaning it.
Он на единственный?
Are you alone?
Yes.
No. We are here with you.
Oh, I see what you mean. No.
Yes. How many are we?
Here? Three.
You don't want to count the elevator boy?
Yes.
Three or four?
Four.
But, of course, there's your family.
But they're not traveling with me.
Where?
Where I'm going.
But you're here. How many?
Four. With the elevator boy.
Ah, he is in your family.
No. Here.
And here we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, our distinguished guest has just arrived.
What do you mean?
This way. Gentlemen, port and cigars in the war room. Lord Kitchener will join us presently.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
Gentlemen, please. In these troubled times, besieged as we are on all fronts.
Hear, hear.
There is but one man in whom we can place with complete assurance our faith, hope, and destiny.
There.
A man who has fought.
Where?
A man who has the confidence of his people, our generated, veneered leader, our own fighting Jack, Lord Kitchener. Kitchener!
He knocked over the pitcher.
He's dead.
Good
better come with us.
We'll no longer
stay here. Let's to the Winter Palace, quick.
Oh, it's the ice show.
Und jetzt von der Berliner Eis verlangt und sich Bier, der Pudding ist mir noch steht, der Genackfischprobe, Franz und Juni.
You have to know.
Now listen carefully. If the revolution is to be successful,
excuse me,
first but
revolutionary leadership.
No, I was talking about codification. The codification is essential.
Expediency. According to the regulations.
Check.
Right. Everything has got to be done in this time.
To have the priority rank.
Right.
Do you mind if I...
Of course.
There is absolute security and necessity.
Got it. I'll take it from here. Follow me. Right, Chief.
65. Check. Check.
Gentlemen, I won't take any more credit for this victory than necessary. Lord Kitchener did not, nay, will not die in vain, grid willing. Gentlemen, I as leader will use power like a drum and leadership like a violin. Pick out any idea, compare ideas with the one idea left, you have no doubt, and without a doubt, we have enthusiasm. Gentlemen, please, gentlemen, to make life whole. It's as easy as a bridge. Now, gentlemen, now that we have attained control, we must pull together as one, like a twin, keeping the prophecy of power as enthusiasm. All for one!
All for one!
And all for one!
And all for one!
Let me hear it for me! You're under arrest!
Hello. Why, it will be pleasant to have you here. I've not had any company in this dank and dismal cell for 40 long and miserable years. I was imprisoned by a faceless people for a crime of which I had no knowledge and certainly did not commit, but what of that? In me spare time, I have been pursuing me hobby, which is writing a great prison novel. In the beginning, I wrote with an ink composed of parts of my own blood. However, this would not make an acceptable carbon, so I acquired an electric typewriter. I am proud to be able to present you with the first edition of my saga of eternal torment, profusely illustrated, titled Leather Thighs.
Guard! Guard! I want to see my ambassador!
Easily done. He's in the next cell.
Use the telephone.
I don't have a dime. Here, use one of the pages of me novel. It's no good. They're tapping the lines. Oh, if I could only speak to someone, if I could only tell my story.
Famous writer to see the condemned man.
Oh, you poor brute of a killer without a conscience. I'm wet with compassion.
Excuse me, but it's always a pleasure to meet another member of the writing fraternity. Perhaps you would like to hear an excerpt from a great prison novel of eternal torment in cold leather. Oh, God.
This is Long Island's non-commercial alternative at 90.1 FM in stereo, WUSB, Stony Brook. This is Radio Free Long Island. This is radio station WUSB, Stony Brook, USA, operating on an assigned frequency of 90.1 MHz, FCC Channel 211. This transmission for North America is heard from 2100 to 2300 hours each Monday.
Good afternoon to all of you. That's enough of that. And it is another Monday afternoon. We're down to -6 degrees on the Celsius scale. That's only 21 on the Fahrenheit scale, too, I might add. 6 minutes after 4 o'clock, and we are together again for the last time on a Monday. We don't quite know when we'll be coming back, but it will be sometime soon, I hope. Don't know when, you know, what day. It won't be Monday, that much I can tell you. On the public service front, the Riverhead Free Library will show Monty Python and the Holy Grail on Wednesday, December 28th at 7:30 p.m. That's part of its midwinter film break. Many consider this 1975 zany quest film to be a comedy classic. The number to call is 727-3228 for more information. And all free holiday films will be shown at the library at 2 p.m. Some other films you might be interested in. Tomorrow, December 27th, you can see Mr. Horatio Nibbles and Up in the Air. The 28th, Seventh Voyage of Sinbad and Amelia the Angel. The 29th, March of the Wooden Soldiers and Cricket in Times Square. And on the 30th of December, Emperor's Nightingale and Luke Was Here. And that sounds very interesting. Riverhead Free Library, again, the number is 727-3228. Well, they're here. Yes, they're here, all right. In fact, you probably know they're here already, but I guess you want to know once again what all the details are as to how you can get them. Well, I'll tell you. They're the Fall-Winter 1983 USB Program Guides, and they're available to everybody, everybody in the world. The guide contains an hour-by-hour listing of all programs that air on USB-FM. There's also information about the station, special programs, and all kinds of staff people that hang out around here. And it'll make your listening to 90.1 FM a little bit more logical, and informative certainly, and hopefully enjoyable. If you'd like a copy of the USB Program Guide, send a self-addressed envelope to WUSB Program Guide, SUNY, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. Don't forget to request a bumper sticker, too. And we have one more public service announcement for you, since we're in such a public mood. A Baroque and Mozart Festival will be presented at the State University at Farmingdale by the Seacliff Chamber Players. The series begins on Sunday, January 8th at 3 p.m. at the Little Theater, Roosevelt Hall, on the campus of the university. Subsequent concerts will be held on February 5th, March 11th, April 8th, and April 29th. All programs will be held at 3 p.m. Guest harpsichordist Kenneth Cooper will appear on January 8th. You can call 671-6263 for information and reservations. And taking a look at USB Long Island weather, it's perfect weather for this time of year, and I think that's what got everybody into such a nice holiday mood. Coldness tends to do that, because people tend to be inside during the cold weather, and they tend to be happy about the fact that they're inside, and being happy tends to make them feel better, you know? Anyway, it's very cold outside now, 6 degrees below zero on the Celsius scale, and 25 on the Fahrenheit scale, yeah. It's supposed to stay that way throughout the day, and into the night it will get down to about 5 to 10 above on the Fahrenheit. Tomorrow cloudy with a 40% chance of light snow developing in the afternoon, then mixing with sleet and rain during Tuesday night. Temperatures rising to near 30 during Tuesday and to above freezing during Tuesday night. Wednesday, occasional rain with moderate temperatures. Okay, we have something now. Of course, later on we will be having, after the concert billboard at 4:30, we'll have our national anthem of the day, and at 5:30, Bunky and Spunky. But right now we have Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise. That's not it. It's over here. Written by Ira Gershwin, George Gershwin, and B.G. De Silva.
shut eyes to heaven.
Tonight, a lot of people wanna get no justice tonight. Remember. To the German fifth, what promenades along Broadway? We have the German colors flying, mit the red, the white, the blue. Und they always look so knobby when we march the city through. Double rank, watch that flank, don't that bark a splendid tune? Mark that time, ain't that fine? When we march, we don't stand still. Hoopala, shout hurrah, that's the bay that's sure to kill. Right face about, turn inside out, hurrah for the German fifth.
Double rank, watch that flank, don't that bark a splendid tune? Mark that time, ain't that fine? When we march, we don't stand still. Hoopala, shout hurrah, that's the day that's sure to kill. Right face up, up, turn inside out. Hurrah for the German fifth.
Bus in that army, he got fed on barrel steaks. But then we don't pass fight, we had to bear that digging grave. Then they got so awful sick that you could see us through and through. And while we was marching, then our feet got black and blue. Double rank, watch that flank, don't that boss a splendid tune. Mark that time, ain't that fine, when we march we don't stand still. Hoopala, shank hurrah, that's the way that's sure to kiss. Right face of a turn inside out, hurrah for the German field. We do not care, for no matter where we go, they all admire our marching in the rain or through the snow.
Double rank, march that flank, don't that pass a splendid tune. Mark that time, ain't that fine, when we march we don't stand still. Hoopala, shout hurrah, that's the way that's sure to kill. Right face up, I'll turn inside out, hurrah for the German fist.
That's called the German Fist, and a song all about being German and American at the same time. We heard from Glenn Miller, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, Armageddon Time, off a record by The Clash, and Carl and Hardy, When the Atomic Bomb Fell, off the Atomic Cafe soundtrack, and up on top, I'll Build a Stairway from Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. And you heard it all here on USB, where it's 26 minutes after 4 o'clock, minus 6 Celsius out of doors, substantially warmer indoors. Theater 3 of Port Jefferson presents a music and dance version of Dickens' A Christmas Carol. There will be 8 p.m. shows on the 29th and the 30th. In addition, there will be 2 o'clock matinees on the 29th and 30th of December. And Fridays and Saturdays at Griswold's, downstairs from Theater 3, there's an evening of rollicking, racy original songs. The program is called The Family Jewels. For more information on Griswold's and on Theater 3, give a call to 928-9100. That's 928-9100.
Hello, I'm Barbara Bloom, producer and host of Second Bloom, WUSB's weekly call-in show, heard Wednesdays from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m., devoted to issues of concern to everyone, with particular focus on people over 40. Join me each week for a lively discussion on such topics as euthanasia, older adult abuse, lifelong sexual vigor, new medical advances, and much, much more. So I'll be hearing from you soon on Second Bloom on Wednesday's call-in program from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. on WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM.
Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating points of view.
Hi, this is Jim Caligari. I'm the music director here at WUSB Stony Brook, and Thursday afternoon's Good Afternoon Long Island show called... Want to wish you all a jumping Christmas and a funky new year.
Sorry about that, Jim. Accidents can happen to anybody.
Wouldn't it be nice if it were Christmas time all year round? Well, we can hope for that someday. But during this holiday season, we just pray that you would just remember the reason for this Christmas day. This is Bill McKenzie on behalf of the folks at Good News, right here on your non-commercial alternative, WUSB Stony Brook.
It's cold outside. What does that mean sometimes?
When winter storm warnings go into effect, USB keeps you informed. USB Long Island weather updates every 15 minutes. Road hazard information, Long Island Railroad reports, school and local event cancellation information, and 246-3646, our special storm information hotline number. You can call that number for a brief summary of the latest weather and closing information. That's 246-3646 for the storm information hotline from USB FM. WUSB Stony Brook, keeping you informed 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Zumba, 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 zumba.
Enough of that. 30 minutes after 4 o'clock. And time ordinarily for the concert billboard. However, I was mistaken. There is no concert billboard for today. It is a holiday, and there are probably no concerts anyway. And besides that, the music's too loud. You probably bust your ears, so don't even worry about it. No concert billboard today. That's the final word. Don't even call up to complain. I'm sorry. We will go directly into what's supposed to come after the concert billboard, which will now come now. Yes, our weekly salute to a national anthem of a foreign county, country that is, counties too, if they have one. The foreign country in this particular occasion, on this particular day, well, let me give you some background. We have in the past heard from Austria, British Commonwealth, Germany, France, Italy, Russia, the United States, which strangely enough got mangled, and Israel, yes. Didn't get mangled on purpose. It got mangled by accident right here on our Japanese tape recorders. We will be hearing a lot more in the future whenever we come back on the air. Today, though, we have something from the wonderful country of Belgium. Yes, Belgium is a nice little country in the middle part of Europe. And they speak French there, too, I hear. Well, the name of this Belgium national anthem is La Brabanton. Yes, it's La Brabanton. It was inspired by the uprising of that country against Dutch rule in 1830. And that's really all the information I have on it. We'll just listen to it and judge for ourselves what we think of this thing anyway, whether it's acceptable. But we do play national anthems. Well, I can't say every week at this time because we won't be back next week, but we do play them, and we are interested in getting them. If you have one for us, give us a call at 246-7901, or send it in to us, or write to us and tell us how to get one. And our address is WUSB, State University of New York, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. Okay? Time now for the Belgium National Anthem. Take it away, guys. Thank you very much, people, orchestras, or what have you. And that was the Belgium National Anthem, La Brabanton. And I've just been informed that in the third book to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, there is revealed in it a word that should never be said. It is the universe's most dirty word. It's the biggest swear word you could think of, and that word happens to be Belgium. And I understand great wars have been started over that word and probably will be in the future too. So please be careful when you use that word outside of this planet, certainly. Maybe even on this planet. All right, well, we are WUSB in Stony Brook, 4:34 on a Monday afternoon, a cold Monday afternoon. And we'll be listening to something from Vangelis now off the Heaven and Hell record.